This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, May 15th. Okay, we finally have some profit taking on Wall Street. I don't want you to worry about it because it's option expiration day. But the main thing you should be aware of is that bond yields have risen significantly. We had the bad PPI report on Wednesday. I was actually on Fox Business when that came out. And the wholesale inflation is running at 6% annual pace. That's intolerable. It was up 1.4% in April alone. And then, of course, we've got wholesale goods costs going up 2% in April. We had wholesale service costs going up 1.1%. That is intolerable. We have to get those numbers down. Because the Fed can't cut rates when rates are going up and we have this kind of inflation. So what's happening is higher diesel costs, higher jet fuel costs, are apparently starting to impact the price of goods and services, and that's not good, okay? So we sold some 30-year treasuries at 5%. It are now 5.1% and rising. Shorter-term treasury bills and notes have risen as well. The yield curve is flattening. So Scott Bessent has his hands full, our Treasury Secretary. Furthermore, our new Fed Chairman, Kevin Warsh, has his hands full. So Kevin Warsh has to run around and get a consensus on the FOMC before they do anything. But any rate cut is now postponed until later in the year when we get inflation to cool off. There are some ships going through the Strait of Hormuz. Some Chinese ones went through the other day. Obviously, President Trump had the trip to China. He wants China to start buying U.S. oil. Exxon was there on the trip. China ordered a bunch of Boeing jets. That was nice of them. Obviously, NVIDIA, Apple CEOs were there. And so it was let's make a deal time. It was basically a U.S. Chamber of Commerce meeting. So that was a successful trip. It's been disclosed that Trump is now a stock guy, buying huge chunks of stocks, including a lot of the tech stocks we talk about that are benefiting from the AI boom. So I think that's good news, you know. He bought quite a few stocks, and most of them were led by tech. So let's see. So obviously the president wants the stock market to go up. We want it to go up. Why is it not going up? Well, because interest rates went up. And also, it's Friday, it's option expiration day. So it's okay for the market to burp as long as it bounces in subsequent days. Obviously, the big news will be the NVIDIA's earnings on Wednesday. They'll be spectacular. NVIDIA doesn't always go up because of the cover call option riding on it. But we'll see, you know. NVIDIA's sales and earnings are still accelerating. So if the guidance is strong enough, maybe they can just blow through all that and go higher. You know, it became close to a $6 trillion company this week. Didn't quite get there. Okay, so what else is going on? Well, we sent our CIA director to Cuba to deliver a message from the president. And basically, if they make fundamental changes, they're going to get a bunch of aid from America, $100 million in aid. So it looks like Raul Castro is also going to be indicted by our Justice Department. So whatever we were doing to Venezuela, we are now doing to Cuba, okay? So, you know, it's going to be very interesting how this works out. Obviously, we want to influence Cuba. We want them to grow and prosper. But they have to stop their communist ways. The military has to stop extorting money from businesses on the island. In the meantime, they have no electricity because they've run out of fuel for their electric plants. So that's going to be interesting to watch, okay? So with all that said, that's where we are. And we've made a lot of money. And you have to give a little back every now and then. That's all that's going on. If you have money to invest, you got a good dip here. I do get a lot of questions about the gold stocks, what's going on. Don't even worry about the gold stocks. They're going to have record earnings for the next two quarters. The central banks internationally have bought $9.5 trillion in gold, in our treasuries, but they own more gold than treasuries. Okay, that's my point. So when rates are going up, it's hard to make money in the bond market. And like France had some losses on their treasury trading, and they offset them with their gold profits. So if I'm a central bank and rates are going higher, like they are in Britain or Japan or even now the U.S., the more gold you own, the more credibility you have. By the way, I would add, U.S. dollar looks pretty good here. The U.S. is the oasis. It is an engine for the world. And either you hitch a ride with America and do alliances with them, or you get left behind. China's smart enough to know that, okay? We need them. They need us. So it's a symbiotic relationship. So that's why that meeting was so successful. And it's just time to grow and prosper, and the U.S. is the world leader. It's as simple as that. So hang on, everybody. Use any dip to add to your existing positions. Bespoke had a chart showing the internet boom back in the go-go 90s compared to the rally we're in now, and it's identical, okay? So instead of having... instead of an internet boom, now we have an AI boom. But the order backlogs are ridiculous. And the fact that it's disclosed that President Trump owns a lot of these stocks with these record order backlogs, that means a lot, folks. It really, really does. And so let's just grow and prosper together. This is going to be a record year. I think we can make another 30 to 40% between now and the end of the year just based on the earnings in the pipeline. We will get rate cuts later in the year, but let Kevin Warsh get in, take charge, get a consensus, but they're not going to be able to cut till inflationary pressures subside. There is talk that Warsh and Bessent could do some coordinated action to really knock rates down, but I don't think that's necessary. The Atlanta Fed's at 4% GDP growth right now for this quarter. Obviously, our Kevin Hassard said we're going to hit 6 in the upcoming months. I agree with him on that. So we'll see. So lots of things to be excited about. It's a Friday, and so let's just enjoy the weekend, and then next week we'll see if we got more opportunities to buy stocks and dips. But the market has been oscillating. That means what's up today can be down tomorrow and vice versa. So expect these oscillations to continue. But after NVIDIA announces on Wednesday, then we'll have a Micron subsequently. So this earnings season should end on a lot of fireworks and a lot of spectacular results. And this will go down as the best earnings environment in several years. But the forecasts for the remainder of the year are good because the order backlogs are ridiculous. So, again, hang on. Enjoy the ride, everybody. We've got a lot to be excited about. Again, we should make another 30 or 40% between now and the end of the year. Take care. It's Lee Nevelier.